Our producers are excited about a new crush plant in Mitchell, South Dakota. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. While at the South Dakota Soybean Association annual golf day yesterday in Brandon, South Dakota, I had the chance to talk with Brent Greenway, who is very involved with the South Dakota Soybean Association and the South Dakota Pork Association. And he is very excited about the new opening of this crush plant in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Yes, absolutely. We are we raise pigs and cattle as well as grow soybeans and corn and alfalfa and things. So yeah, as a livestock producer, pork producer, we purchase a lot of soybean meal, currently get that from the Volga, South Dakota Soybean Processors plant, and really looking forward to having another crush plant close to Mitchell to cut down on our transportation costs, as well as having another source to take our soybeans.
And you are on the South Dakota Pork Association as well, so I'm sure with that crush plant opening up with soybeans, like, it just opens up a whole bunch of more opportunity for not only you, but all of your fellow pork producers as well.
Yes. Yeah, I know there's a lot of people on the board kind of from our area there in Mitchell and, you know, across the whole southeast part of the state that are looking forward to that. Just having more availability of meal, you know, helps you plan. There could be a little bit more expansion even on the pork side. I know it's vital to dairies as well. So, yeah, the whole livestock sector is really looking forward to having another crush plant, another source for the soybean meal in our corner of the state there.
I also had the chance to talk with Carrie Vanderwall, who is with the South Dakota Soybean Processors, and she says they're not quite ready to take grain yet in Mitchell, but...
No, not yet. We'll be taking some grain starting the end of August on a limited basis. So I am looking for a few old crop beans to put in there that last week of August. And then once we test all the equipment and we're sure everything's up and running, then we'll be ready to put some beans in down there and be ready to start the plant. We're talking middle of October.
Just in time for harvest. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.